Beloved ones, we are the Magdalene and Yeshua, coming forth in a merged, unified configuration. Before we begin the next iteration of this project, allow your unified field to fill with light and increase its vibration with the 130% spin of your Merkaba. Place your attention now in your multifaceted, multidimensional magenta diamond, which holds all the refined frequencies of the 12th dimensional color codes and the 12th dimensional blueprints that your community has retrieved. Join us in the center of your magenta diamond, standing with us in the radiating template of unity and love that we brought in last year. As we begin the process to create the next phase of service, understand that you will be operating from the higher iteration and refined frequencies of your magenta diamond. This will provide an opportunity for you to consciously experience yourself operating in multiple dimensional expressions as we create together. So take a breath. With your intention, allow the maximum that you can hold of the refined frequencies of this template of unity and love to permeate your entire unified field. Allow your master codes to amplify to the fullest that is possible for you at this time. Breathe in all these frequencies, expanding your light quotient even more. Set your collective intention to bring the purest expression of these refined frequencies, along with your prime directive, in service to the earth, humanity, and your own ascension into this next iteration that we will create together today. From where you are in your magenta diamond, direct your focus into the creative space of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional realm, taking with you the full expression of the light pillar and all the refined coatings that you hold. As you project into the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional creative realm, you will find Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael already there in the quadratic formation of the diamond. Join them at the respective direction which they hold and the position of the light pillar that you chose. Now, standing firmly in your mastery and in unison with the four archangelics, begin to draw to you from your multifaceted magenta diamond another iteration of the pink diamond. We will assist by projecting it in a holographic form as it is stepped down. Observe how it begins to appear in the ethers of this creative space. With all the magnetic coatings that you possess fully activated, draw it in and to you. Continue to hold the intention and space for this to be created in the purest state possible. Allow it to continue to come fully into this fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional creative space. At this moment, it is not active. Continue to breathe as you hold your focus and radiate the brilliance that you are into this creation. Now, while we allow for the emergence to complete, let us take you back to 2016 when the seeding of the divine image began. If you were present at that time, you may remember that you began creating what was referred to as the new fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional electromagnetic grid for the planet. At that time, we could only bring forth basic information, as you had just begun and many, many components were yet to be put in place. There is an entire segment of teachings that will come in later, likely in the next year of your time, with much more information about what has actually transpired since 2016 in regard to this grid. For our purposes today, so we can put this diamond iteration in place, we will focus only on the segment of the grid that emanates at the equator. The archangels have indicated that all is complete. This diamond configuration that you have assisted in creating and bringing forth for the Earth will now be referred to as the new Earth Diamond. From your respective points on the diamond, and with the four archangelics, activate your pillars of light in this newly configured Earth Diamond. Visualize in front of you the Earth in all its beauty and glory. As demonstrated earlier, working in unison with the four archangels, slowly and with great precision and care, see that diamond over the earth. And now rotate the diamond so it sits above the earth, much like a halo. Maintaining the balance, take this diamond creation to the earth, bringing it over the planet and placing it at the equator, where you will be assisted by the four 12th dimensional elemental beings and locking the four columns of light into the grid. Keep it stable as it settles. Now take a deep breath. Remaining where you are in the four columns, prepare for the next step. Reset your focus as the template of unity and love is brought into the earth. This is a massive undertaking, beloveds, and requires absolute precision. This will be one of the most important and most tedious processes you have ever been involved with. We say this to impress upon you just how important and significant what you are about to do is. Every precaution and detail available has been integrated into the planning and the implementing of this process. It is imperative that you, with the assistance of the archangels and other beings of light, hold this earth diamond stably and in balance as we move into this next step. Gather to assist us and witness what is about to occur are a multitude of master light beings of light from many realms who are and have been in service to the earth, some for millennia. The inner earth beings have also been working and preparing for this day. They will assist us in bringing this template through the earth with the greatest of precision and care. And you know them well. The luminaries, the Andarians, the Lemurians, the Telosians, and other inner earth communities you have yet to meet. In our unified expression as the Magdalene and Yeshua, and as part of the matrix of this unity template, with you and all the gathered beings of light in place, we will begin bringing the template of unity and love into the planet. With the unity template in place above the earth, we will very slowly enter the earth at the North Pole. Slowly and gently, we descend deeper. Continue going deeper. As we near the center of the earth, We will now begin the descent into the crystalline core. Gently and very slowly, passing through all layers. Constant adjustments are being made as we go. We will continue passing into the southern area of inner earth. Slowly continue to the south pole, where the template will be anchored in place. Pause a moment as the earth continues to receive the Unity template and begins the process to acclimate and stabilize this massive energetic template. Now return your attention to the Earth Diamond. Let's begin a very slow activation of the diamond at only the fifth dimensional frequency by allowing the fifth dimensional aspects of your white column to begin to flow through the Earth, through the Earth Diamond from column to column. Continue maintaining the balance and equilibrium. We will now activate the Unity template at, again, a very slow fifth dimensional frequency. Beginning at the west and the east columns, allow the magnetics in your light column begin to draw through the magnetic field at the equator from the Unity template, the light frequencies of Unity and love. Now the north and the south columns. Allow the magnetics in your light column begin to draw the light frequencies of Unity and love from the Unity template through the magnetic field at the equator. You might be able to feel the shift as these refined frequencies come into your light column. All the master beings who have joined in this service project will remain and continue to watch over and monitor these new frequencies that you have co-created and brought to the earth. You have been beyond masterful in this co-creative project today. And we thank you for your love and service to the earth. Remain where you are, and we will turn this over to Metatron. Blessings, beloveds.